This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. We are kicking off the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report with a company update. Actually, more or less a company introduction. Al and I have a new sponsor on the website, a sponsor that we are quite excited about. The company's name is Equitas Resources. You can find them trading on the Venture Exchange under the symbol EQT and on the Frankfurt Exchange under the symbol T6UN. We have on the line with us Kyler Hardy, President and CEO of Equitas. Kyler, first and foremost, can you give us a little background of where you have been in this industry and what led you to Equitas?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today, Corey. It's much appreciated, and I'm excited to be sponsoring you guys' website. Equitas Resources and myself personally, I've been in the natural resource sector for almost 16, 17 years now as a business owner and an operations guy, whether it was on the ground or as a diamond driller and a foreman or running exploration service groups all over the world, including a large exploration management group that I founded and with a couple of partners and eventually sold to them. With Equitas, I got invited to come into the company actually about a year ago now. Dave Hodge was in 2 Capital, gave me a phone call. I was up in the Yukon kind of prospecting and enjoying a year abroad, if you will, year off, I guess, and asked me to come down to Vancouver and look at the opportunity, and I came down and I walked into the office not looking particularly professional, having just come out of the bush on a float plane, and he said, "Wow, what have we got ourselves into?" But we quickly got to an agreement that we both liked each other, and there was a good opportunity with Equitas, and said, "Yep, we'd love you to take it over," and I said, "Fantastic, that sounds great," and that led to the search for a project we have acquired just under a year ago, and is the flagship of the project now, the Garland Project.
Kyler, let's talk a little bit about the Garland Project. It is, in terms of magnitude, it's over 25,000 acres. You're adjacent to the Voisey's Bay Mine. It really looks pretty good. One of the things that makes it look good, aside from past exploration work, is you are close to some existing infrastructure, I guess is why you guys put it on your website. But that's so important because that does keep your costs down and also increases your efficiency.
Absolutely, Al. And just one quick correction there. It's actually 25,000 hectares, which acres and hectares are a little different in that term there. But as you mentioned, close to infrastructure, which is actually Voisey's Bay, the mine site itself, owned by Vale, and that changes the economics. We can potentially make a discovery, but it doesn't have to be on the size and scale of say a Voisey's Bay or the large nickel camps globally. We can have a much smaller deposit, looking for an extremely high grade opportunity, but it can be, like I said, it can be smaller because all it would take would be a 30-kilometer road to get to that infrastructure at the mine site, including port and power and milling facilities.
Now, Kyler, this property is fairly young in the sense that there isn't a whole lot of prior work been done on it. It hasn't been necessarily one of those properties that has been passed around from company to company, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong on that one. But from that aspect, when you do have a property like this that you do need to explore on, money is obviously crucial and the ability to raise money. But that's one thing that attracted me to Equitas is that for as tough of a market as it is right now, you are in the middle and I think might even be closing a financing by the time this airs on Saturday of almost $2 million. Can you explain this?
Corey, you're absolutely right on the Garland. It has been held intermittently by a number of small juniors, little pieces of it. Valley Inco owned a portion of it for a number of years, but never got to explore using the techniques and the advanced geophysics systems that we're using now, and never actually got to drill on it. But so we have a really real opportunity. We put our thesis forward very early on, right at the start of the project, and set out to either prove it or disprove it through sound and, I guess, logical exploration techniques, which doesn't necessarily happen all the time. And on the financing side, you're right. You know, every financing that we've undertaken since seeding the company back in December 2014, it seems like ages ago at this point, but really it's less than a year ago right now. Every financing we've done has been at a higher level, and every financing we've done has been oversubscribed. As a matter of fact, we are in the process of closing up a significant drilling financing right now that is oversubscribed, and we're very excited about the quality of shareholder that we're bringing in to this company, and how we're strategically placing several institutions in order to take us onto that next level if we get there.
You know, Connor, obviously the question is, right now we are in a pretty tough market right now, particularly we're in a tough market for base metals, but yet you guys aren't having any trouble raising money. I find that to be very, very interesting. What do you, and that's obviously a good sign if I can interject, what do you attribute that to?
I think it's got a lot to do with the quality of team we put together, and the simple fact that we've told everyone what our exploration thesis is. We've been very honest. Hey, it is a bat for the fence, but putting the pieces together in a way that normal, you know, everyday street folk, you and me and the other guy, can understand, has been very crucial in communicating the story and being able to explain the economics of base metals, but also the general economics of nickel globally. And part of that has been having guys like Everett Makala and Alan King, two very senior Valet exploration, a geo and a geophysicist on our team now, and having Everett approached us, as well as, you know, guys like Ray Goldie, a well-known, well-respected mining analyst who has joined our board and really rounds out our governance and the ability to communicate our story in a very logical manner, but also to be able to do the work and to really tie all the little pieces together. Everett's considered one of the smartest people around nickel sulfide exploration globally at this point in time.
So, Kyler, since we are now following Equitas, I'm looking forward to having you back on a regular basis. Can you give us and our audience a little outline of what type of news you think will be coming down the line with this drilling program and financing?
Absolutely. So, over the next little bit here, we're going to be doing an exploration update. We already are in the field, as we've communicated to people over the last bit here. We are going to be talking about briefly about some of the results from the geophysics and prospecting campaign, and several of the of how the drill is progressing and getting on site and the next few pieces, and we're expecting hopefully some assay results within the next couple of months here that are exciting, and potentially another acquisition in the pipeline for us as well.
Another acquisition.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that we're diversified and we have plan B in place just in case, you know, we are in exploration. So in case we don't hit, that we give the shareholders maximum value for their dollars.
You know, a couple of things I have to bring out. Number one, in terms of shares outstanding, fully diluted, there's only 49.5 million roughly shares outstanding as we're recording this right now. And even something else that makes me even more comfortable is that insiders own 55% of the company right now, and I like that, because that means the float is relatively minuscule at this moment in time. It's going to be very interesting following this company down the road. I like base metals right now. I like your reputation, and I like the fact that you are very early in the game, also planning on doing a bit of diversification to hedge your bets. Kyler, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Corey. It's been a pleasure speaking with you guys, and I look forward to coming back and being able to update our shareholders and your audience.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Coiland Economics Report. Al and myself are joined by Chris Martinson right now. Chris is the founder and editor of the website peakprosperity.com. This conversation that we are going to have, Chris, revolves around a book that you are writing entitled Prosper, How to Prepare for the Future and Create a World Worth Inheriting. Can you share a little preview of what your book has inside?
Well, I'd love to. Really excited by this book. The Crash Course, which was the first book, was really problem definition, right? What's going on in the world? How are we progressing into the future? What's going on? Providing context. This book, Prosper, is about all of the individual actions we can take to create a more resilient future for ourselves, for our communities, for our families, our loved ones. And it really focuses around this idea. We have become far too narrowly focused on the idea of wealth being money. Sure, money is a form of wealth, but there are other forms of wealth, and we spend a lot of time in this book talking about all those other forms that people can, and we think should, be applying themselves to really increase their resilience to meet the challenges of the future.
Chris, you are a very interesting individual to chat with on what I consider to be very important issues. Give us a bit of a summary as to what you're saying in this book, would you?
So let's imagine that we've got financial wealth, and none are so poor as those who only have money, is one of the sayings we like to repeat. And so what we're really trying to do is encourage people to take their financial wealth and begin to broaden it into these other categories. So here's another capital category, living capital. As I look out my window, I can see a garden that's got rich soils in it. I've got an abundance of wildlife around here. I've got a healthy body myself, all forms of living capital. And you can take financial capital, say money, and you can buy compost with it and begin to understand that as you exchange one form of capital for another, that's actually true diversification. This is the kind of thing that most stockbrokers won't talk to you about because they want you to have all your money in just financial forms of wealth. But I gave you an example where living capital is an important form of wealth. Another form is social capital. These are the relationships you have with people, how deeply you know them, the kinds of favors and exchanges you can count on, whether you have people there to help you through tough times emotionally as you help them. Social capital, very important, often overlooked, particularly by people who are worried about how the future is going and thinking maybe they should just move somewhere or be somewhere else. We often advise them that you can't or shouldn't overlook the social capital you have where you live is a very important thing that you should look at. So to those, we would add knowledge capital, the things you both know about in your head but also have done. Cultural capital, which you can't actually buy. It's like you either live surrounded by good cultural capital or you don't, right? After Katrina, we saw New Orleans had kind of weak cultural capital. There was violence, rapes, lootings, shootings. It was awful. After the earthquake in Japan, none of that happened. So we would say cultural capital is the explainer of that difference. And perhaps one of the most important ones is your emotional or spiritual capital. That's your ability to weather times of adversity, to bounce back, to truly be resilient. I mean, if you have all the money, all the rich soil, great cultural capital, if you are not emotionally rich and spiritually rich in capital, none of the other things will make a difference. So these are all examples of things that can be understood, built up, approached with consciousness so that you can build them and build towards a future that's really enjoyable. But here's the punchline of the book. If you do these things, you won't just be happy in the future. You'll find that your quality of life today will improve dramatically. Our message in this book is, why wouldn't you do these things?
And I think most people, even including myself, you mentioned a couple there that don't necessarily come to mind immediately when you think of capital and diversification. So I think that this book could appeal to a lot of people out there.
Absolutely. And one of the key messages is that it should be independent of whether you're urban or rural, whether you are rich or poor, young or old. These are things that everybody can approach regardless of circumstances. While, yes, if you have a lot of money, some of these things will be easier and faster to accomplish, but none of them should stymie you for lack of financial capital. Everything in here is possible to do, maybe at a different rate, but everything in here is doable by anybody. All you have to do is get serious about the idea that it's time to begin living on your own terms rather than society's terms. And I'll, you know, we'll be honest. We re-summarize what we call the three E's, the economy, energy, and environment at the front of this book. Alan, Corey, every time I rewrite, you know, a new summary of those three things and I add up the data, it just clearly says that the future is going to be really different from the past. Our view is that if you just blindly go into that future, you might be blindsided. You could be disappointed. But we think there's a lot of opportunities in here. The book also goes through what those opportunities really are, and they are to be more engaged, more resilient, happier, deeper relationships, and with your money, more safely managed and truly diversified.
I remember just not in the not-too-distant past, I woke up one night and I was staring at the ceiling and I thought to myself, you know, how is this all going to turn out? This is really pretty shaky right now, you know. And then all of a sudden I had this realization that was really interesting, and that was, what's the difference between our lifestyle today and our lifestyle when Kathy and I first got married? When Kathy and I first got married, I was an MBA student at the University of Puget Sound. I wasn't working. We lived on a very limited income. But you know what? We were just happy the whole time, and life was actually very good because we couldn't afford to let society's norms, I guess, for lack of better terms, become our norms. It was all about happiness. It was all about emotional security, et cetera, et cetera. And I kind of imagine that's what you're talking about in this book. Am I correct?
That's absolutely correct. Some of this, honestly, I think would be no surprise to my great-grandparents if I ever knew them and they could read it. Much of this is saying, look, we've made a number of advances in our modern culture, but let's be clear, not all of them have been positive. And so technology helps us feel more connected. I think it's amazing that you and I and that we can sit here and connect the way we do. But the way technology has been used of late has really isolated people as well. And those two things, when we really start to add them up, you know, part of the thing we do in this book, like we do with all our work, is we pull the data in. What does the science tell us? What do we know about our culture and where it's taking us? And when you look at some of the data out there, be it obesity, mental health issues, use of psychoactive drugs, violence in the workplace, incarceration rates, you just say, something's not quite clicking here. And so really this book is an invitation to both look at the ugly parts of this and then reimagine them and say, wait a minute, I don't want to do it that way. How would I rather do this? And what's really interesting we're finding is that the people who are gravitating to this most strongly are, not surprisingly, younger people who already are a little bit disillusioned. The American dream clearly is not a dream for them, more of a nightmare in many cases. And they're already disconnecting. And those disconnecting moments is kind of like when our country was formed a few hundred years ago. There's a moment where you break with the old story. You know, we broke from the royal king, George, and we created our own new story. That's really the subtext of this book, is that this is a period of time when the story is getting rewritten, and this book is geared to help people begin to rewrite their story within that.
Always a pleasure, Chris. Thanks, Matt.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting right now on a very definitely on a political note. Corey is in Toronto right now, so Big Al is going it alone. Talking about some political issues with my friend Glenn Downs and our friend Jay Taylor and our friend Richard Postma. You know, we're going to talk a little bit initially about the upcoming election. That's really interesting, you guys. A year and a half away, I'm already starting to talk about it as if it were a primary. But, you know, I was looking the other day after some input from some of the folks on our blog about congressional approval ratings right now. Depending on what poll you look at, Congress is approved in the United States somewhere between 13% and 16%. To me, that's extreme dissatisfaction, for lack of better terms. Glenn, starting with you, because you really are a Washington insider, for lack of better terms, how do you think an approval rating like that, or I guess more correctly to say a disapproval rating like that, is going to affect someone like Donald Trump, who really, quite frankly, he's a very interesting man. There's no question about that, but is he really qualified to be the president of the United States of America? And I guess I would ask you that question, too. What do you think?
Well, I guess that's really... things are fundamentally changing in the way people are perceiving what it takes to be quote-unquote qualified to be the president of the United States. And you have not only Trump, but you have Carly Fiorina and Dr. Ben Carson polling as well as they are. Frankly, in many polls, the three of them are polling ahead of everybody else who is quote-unquote qualified to be president. So there seems to me to be a sort of a rejection by the body politic of political classes writ large. I was stunned to hear that 16 or 18% approval rating of Congress in some poll, because my sense is the disapproval rating is actually much higher than that.
One of our listeners did bring that up. He was under the impression that the approval rating of Congress was down around 9%. And I looked it up, and it was, again, depending on whether you're talking about the Rasmussen poll or whoever, it does seem to be between 13 and 16%. But I don't know, you know, in the neck of the woods that I live in, we've got some pretty intelligent, well-informed people living around here. And, you know, we're involved in discussion groups, we're involved in breakfast clubs, et cetera, et cetera. And this guy is really, really getting popular. And what's the general consensus back in D.C., Glenn?
Oh, around here, people are rolling their eyes and they're totally exasperated. They think Trump's a phony or that he's a blowhard or he's ideologically inconsistent and therefore he's to be dismissed. And, of course, my comeback to most of my friends and colleagues who say that sort of thing is that you are not accepting responsibility for the fact that you guys created Donald Trump. You created the atmosphere which gave a Ben Carson or a Carly Fiorina arena or Donald Trump the hothouse atmosphere in which to grow, because people are fed up with the political establishment of all types. And if nothing else, just because they tell people what they think they want to hear in order to get their votes, and then when they get elected, they don't do what they just promised to do. And people have just seemingly reached the end of their rope for that's concerned. So thus, the almost bulletproof support for Trump, or in some cases Carson or Fiorina, it's like, I don't care, you're not one of them, and therefore I am for you.
What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I think there's no question that people are disenchanted. Probably that's not a strong enough word. People don't trust, don't believe, they don't see any reason to vote for the same old, same old. I mean, look at Sanders in the Democratic Party as well. I mean, that's another example. I think that people have a sense that they're being lied to. I mean, as Glenn was saying, they're promises and they're never carried through. Well, of course they're not carried through, because the people no longer own the government. It's the large corporate interests that hold sway over the bills that get passed. And we're not even allowed to know. For anybody to think that we have a democracy, that we have any kind of representative government, what a big lie in and of itself. I mean, what's the use in even voting for these rascals? Look, we had the Trans-Pacific Partnership thing that the senators who voted on it weren't even allowed to know what's in it. How can we pretend that we have a government by and for the people here? I mean, what a big lie. And I just think people are getting very, very angry. I think people are getting very disenchanted and upset. And, you know, I mean, I've recently read the biography of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and I get a flavor of what life was like, the frustration of the German people after the First World War, and how they were angered towards other countries around them. And the people were in a position, you know, where they didn't care. It was just this angry rant from this madman. And I just can't help but see some similarities between this guy, Trump. The anger, you know, I mean, the idea of sending him back, you know, shipping him back and getting him out of here, you know, and dealing with him in the most harsh way.
Now, when you say sending them back, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the immigrants.
Okay.
You know, because this is the big issue, and I think Americans are really ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're ticked off. They don't know why they're angry. They know they're not living. They know their living standards are going down. They know they're not doing very well compared to what they had expected and what we've had in the past. There is a sense, except on the East Coast and West Coast, where the parasitic banking industry still keeps people fairly well off. But if you get to the middle America and other parts of this country, it's not a good picture, economically speaking. And I think people are getting, they don't understand why, but they know that things aren't what they're being promised to have. And I think there's an unrest that they don't understand what it is, and they're ready to go for anything that's different, anything that's different. But, you know, I think that somewhere along the line, I definitely believe, and would love to hear if Glenn agrees, that they're going to do a number on Trump. They're going to do somebody, the mainstream media, somebody's going to do a number on Trump and Sanders. And I believe very firmly that we're going to see you know, the two prominent families squaring off against each other, the Clinton and the Bush family, when it comes down to the end.
Doc, I'd like to get your opinion on what Jay just said that he wanted Glenn's opinion on.
I think it might be difficult this year. That's where all the money is. And it was very interesting. There was a poll of some of the most prominent CFOs as far as corporate CFOs in this country recently.
Right.
And they were asked who it was going to be. Well, guess what? It was Bush and it was Clinton.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, and that tells you the power of Wall Street and where their money is. And I think this time around it's going to be very difficult for the mainstream media to destroy Sanders and Trump because people now know the game. And they know that the mainstream media is in the pocket of the elites and of Wall Street and the big moneyed people. And they're just a propaganda mill. I've started to figure that out over the years. And they pretty much control what is fed to the people. But I think more and more people in this country are starting to understand that fact, and they're turning a deaf ear to these people. And Jay has it right when people are really upset. I was recently reading the memoirs of Herbert Hoover, and it was stated in those memoirs that the people that control the system, or if you want to call them the elite or the establishment, they know it's easier to control a democracy than it is a dictator. Because in a democracy, you give the people an idea that they're in control when they really aren't.
Yep.
You know, and I found that to be fascinating, that statement. And that's where we are today. But because of the times and how difficult it is and it's becoming, that whole questioning of the establishment is now being looked at. And when you got 80 or 65% of the people in this country saying this country is moving in the wrong direction, you've got a powder keg for this sort of thing. And I think that's why Trump is doing as well as he is, because he is saying what is a lot of people believe. And he might not be the guy that is qualified to be president. And I'm surprised Glenn didn't remark that we had a guy elected in 2008 that had absolutely no qualifications, which was amazing to me. But if he was unqualified in 2008, at least Trump has some business sense.
Glenn, Jay, and Doc are back with us to wrap up the show in the next hour. We're going to continue on the same vein, but enlarge the discussion. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition, chatting with Dr. Postma and Glenn Downs from Washington, D.C., and Jay Taylor from Queens, New York. We're talking about the upcoming election. Isn't it interesting we're having this discussion 18 months at least ahead of when the fur is really going to fly, for lack of better terms? We spent the last segment, gentlemen, talking about the concept of, you know, does Donald Trump really stand a chance at this point in time? Glenn, you made the comment that folks in D.C. are kind of rolling their eyes whenever you mention his name. Well, I think that that's probably going to come to a screeching halt sooner rather than later. I want to get into some of the other candidates. So, you know, just, and these are only opinions, okay, and I think that there are opinions that give you something to think about. Glenn, I know an awful lot of Democrats, okay? I don't know a single Democrat who supports Mrs. Clinton. Go figure.
Listen, I think you're really on to something there, and going back to the last segment when Jay in particular was talking about the media trying to do a number on people, there are two things that are going on that I perceive as we're talking right now. One has been that on the Democratic side, the media has not been reporting, or they're dramatically underreporting, the turnout and the enthusiasm and the increasing level of organization that Bernie Sanders has.
Right.
And the fact that he's actually taken the lead in some legitimate polls, head-to-head polls in some of the early states, mm-hmm. against Clinton. And they've not reported it because if they report it, it would hurt Hillary, and in their mind, hurting Hillary helps Jeb. And that's, I think, the way that at least the beat reporters that are very, very left-wing for the most part state. I mean, the people that own the media outlets, who knows what kind of back game they're playing. So that's one thing that's going on. But Sanders has been drawing enough blood that, to me, a huge red flag was when the FBI raided Hillary's facilities and took the servers. There were a couple of different locations. There's no way that happened. Absolutely no way that did not happen without the knowledge and acquiescence of the White House. This is not mm-hmm. something that FBI agents did. So that was a red flag to me that some of the powers that be were potentially looking past Hillary and looking to take her down. And it's about that same time that the Joe Biden thing starts up in real earnest. That's one thing going on the side. On the Republican side, we saw these full frontal attacks on Donald Trump, you know, that just didn't work. And so you had people like the Iowa the Daily Register in Des Moines, Iowa, saying Trump should drop out of the race. He was leading. They said he should drop out of the race because he deigned to say something unkind about John McCain, for example. And they attacked him all kinds of different ways. It didn't work and maybe even helped him. Now it seems like what they've done is to pull their playbook from 2012 out, where you saw sort of rolling attempts where they would build up Herman Cain or build up Michelle Bachmann or build up Newt Gingrich and then take him down. Build somebody up, take him down. So they've tried to go after Trump. It hasn't worked very well. I think they kind of realized that the anti-establishment fever is awfully strong out there. So rather than try to take Trump down, right now you see the mainstream media doing some real fawning press for Dr. Carson. I think it's an attempt to try to get Trump voters with, get their eyes off of Trump and on to Carson, so that, and then you'd probably see Carly, and they kind of try it that way. Mm-hmm. The serial build up the anti-establishment candidates, build them up, take them down, keep any one of them giving a critical mass, and hope that an establishment person like Jeb Bush would be able to sort of survive to get to a one-on-one situation, and then the mechanics of the party establishment, the media establishment, would, in their minds, hopefully just overwhelm whichever anti-establishment person that was, whether it was Trump or Carson or Fiorina.
Well, we're starting to see a little bit of bad blood, if I'm not mistaken, between the Clintons and the Obamas right now. It was an interesting headline came out to that effect on the wire services a couple days ago on Thursday that there is getting to be some rather serious disagreement between the two factions. Any comments on that, Doc?
Yeah, there is, and I think there is no love lost between the two groups. And what I find interesting, though, even beyond that, is the fact that Joe Biden and that, you know, very quiet woman, I believe her name is Debbie Schultz. What's that gal's name? That's a very quiet representative of the Democrats. They both came out and essentially talked about how lousy the economy was. Mm-hmm. Well, that's an indictment of Obama, indirectly, and I don't know if people are picking up on that, but it's an indictment of his last 7 years in office. Mm-hmm. And so that's starting to create problems within the Democratic Party as well. But I feel that the White House is not supportive of Hillary at all. I think that goes back some time. Mm-hmm. And if they have their druthers, she's not going to be the candidate.
Well, you have to ask yourself the question, and that question is, why do they feel that way? It just, to me, it's a kind of a strange phenomenon. I mean, I know that Obama beat Hillary, you know, in a major election. If this was all about the good of the party, the good of the country, you wouldn't find this kind of bickering in a situation like this, I really wouldn't think. And that just shows you how self-centered politicians are today. I mean, we don't have any semblance of working together at all, none whatsoever. You know, the Clinton campaign knows that Hillary's in trouble at this point, and so what are they doing? They're getting dramatic. They're pulling out all the stops. It ain't a good situation, guys, for lack of better terms, but I think it could be a huge blessing in disguise, for lack of better terms, for our country. I made a comment earlier when we in our conversation about Donald Trump may not be qualified to be the president, but what the heck, he may be the best thing that ever happened. Then, very possibly, all the members of government may start working together then, because the only alternative to that would be damn near a collapse, don't you think?
Well, Al, I can answer that, I think, but one thing, if Trump would ever be president, he's going to find it very difficult. It's a lot different running a bureaucracy than it is a business. And there is, I think, such a thought ingrained in our federal government and bureaucracy, and I frankly think they run the country. I don't think our representatives do at all. And the reason I say that is when you come out with legislation, you know, like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and you come out with Obama, the Unaffordable Care Act, essentially they were spawned out of the bureaucracy. And our representatives don't even have a clue what we're in either one of them. So why do we call it represented or representative a government anymore, because they don't represent us. The bureaucracy is what's running the country, I think. And it would be interesting to see if Trump was elected president, how he handles that, because if you're going to get results, it's going to have to, you're going to have a, have to have a tremendous change in the vision of this country. And I don't think a country as big as we are, that would be very difficult, especially if we enter a next recession in the next year, which is possible. And you think that people in this country are angry now? Wait until that happens.
Well, I mean, we're already seeing some tremendous anger in the country right now, anger that is manifesting itself in places like Ferguson, places like Baltimore, places like New York, places like Chicago, and places like Cleveland. You know, and you know, I know Seattle isn't necessarily considered to be one of the mover and shaker cities of the country, although perhaps it should be. But I got to tell you, from what I'm reading in the local paper, Seattle Times, I personally would not go out at night in downtown Seattle right now. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten to me. Glenn, we got 1 minute left here. Give us your final word, and then we'll wrap up the show on where you think we're going politically, would you?
Well, Big Al, you know, my concern is that if we do head into a next recession, and it could be very, very nasty, much more nasty, I think, than most people think, and then it's in that kind of environment where you people will be looking for that man on a white horse, whether he's Donald Trump or somebody else, somebody that's going to come in and do things extra constitutionally, extra legally, and a lot of precedents have been set here by Mr. Obama. I've told a lot of my liberal friends said that they will come when the people of the left will beg for the rule of law, because there'll be somebody from the right doing things that they don't really, really, really don't like, but it'll be too late because they will have lost any kind of moral or legal justification for complaining. And that's where I suspect in the end we just might be headed.
You know what? I have to agree 100% with that. On that note, listen, it was fun putting the show together. Corey and I always enjoy doing this. We always also enjoy listening to all of your comments. Join us again next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.